In Afghanistan, the Loya Jirga, or Grand Council, continues. The gathering of more than 1,500 Afghan delegates has been meeting for nearly a week. Members elected Hamid Karzai to lead the transitional government of the country for the next 18 months, but problems are cropping up over the selection of representatives for Afghanistan's parliament. Reports of intimidation, shouting, and confusion are said to characterize the latest events under the Big Tent, where meetings continue determining the country's fate. Joining us to discuss where things stand is NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul. Ivan, you've been following the meetings this past week. What was the mood in the tent today?
Korva, today was day six of this Loya Jirga, and things did get tense today. They got out of control. The chairman actually had to bring a halt to the proceedings. When delegates stormed the stage, there were dozens of them on the stage, preventing anybody from being able to speak. Afghan state television, interrupted the live broadcast of the meeting and put out music videos instead. It led some to question how open and transparent and democratic this Loya Jirga really is. We couldn't really see what was taking place there. Well, the issue at stake here was parliament, and the debate was over whether a parliament should consist of representatives two from every province here, or whether provinces with larger populations should get larger representation. Now, the uproar was attributed to problems with different languages. This is being conducted in Dari and Pashto, two of the local languages here, and some delegates don't speak one or the other. There is also a lot of lack of familiarity with some of the rules behind this Loya Jirga process.
What about these claims of intimidation?
I've been speaking with numerous delegates as well as United Nations workers who are in the tent. Journalists are not allowed daily access to the tent where the meeting's taking place. And we're getting a lot of reports of some kind of officers, alleged officers from the National Security Directorate. That's the secret police. Delegates are saying that they feel intimidated because some people are taking down their names when they get up to speak, that people are taking photographs, for instance, of speakers who come out with critical statements, and that people are listening in on conversations had in the little caucuses that take place, the informal caucuses all around the campus where the meeting's taking place. On top of this, we've been getting reports that governors who were invited at the last minute by the chairman of the outgoing government, that the governors have been laying pressure on delegates from their provinces to vote according to their beliefs. And that most often comes in line with voting for the outgoing government.
Now, interim leader Hamid Karzai is already quite popular. Why are things getting so rough?
Hamid Karzai was already popular going into this. You're right. He has been chairman of the interim administration for the past 6 months, and many say he's done a decent job. But he's had to make deals with some of the warlords who are the true powers that be out in the countryside. Some people say he has compromised his own principles by making deals with some of the men who helped tear this country apart.
The Loya Jirga is being extended by a day. Will delegates actually complete all they set out to accomplish?
Well, this whole week-long meeting was delayed a day, so it does make sense to have to extend it one day, but a spokesman for the government are saying it could go on a few days longer. One of the main goals here is to approve some kind of a government to rule Afghanistan for the next 18 months. However, we haven't even gotten close to that stage yet. We're wrangling about a parliament right now. And in fact, some supporters of Hamid Karzai are not interested in allowing the Loya Jirga delegates to have a say in every cabinet minister, in every post that is appointed. So there have been some accusations that the powers that be have been using something like this debate over the parliament, which stopped proceedings today, to run the clock down so that there isn't time to get to some of the more important things, such as the cabinet postings.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you.